does that lonely heart belong to a foreign-born individual? Because you better not steal it. 708, 1140 WRVA and Richmond's Morning News. Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case based out of South Carolina. We talked a little bit about this case before. We haven't really gotten into the specifics of this real case. We've talked more in generalities about whether or not if the Supreme Court rules, or depending on how the Supreme Court rules, whether or not you'll have the ability to sell something once you buy it that was made in a foreign land. This case involves an Asian student who sold textbooks, and the publisher sued him for selling the textbooks. He was buying U.S. textbooks overseas, family buying them for him, sending them over here, and then he's reselling them at a profit. And the publisher sued him for that, and the publisher won their court case, and now it's worked its way all the way to the Supreme Court. Andrew Shore joins us, executive director of the Owner's Rights Initiative, a coalition of groups and companies that would be very much hurt if the court rules in favor of the publisher in this case. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I wonder when this whole thing started, if anybody really all of a sudden started to think, hang on a second, this could impact every single thing that every American buys over from overseas, that's made overseas.
Everything. And it affects libraries. It affects Goodwill. We have a member of the coalition that has a great story. This guy, Joe Marion, out of Florida, runs a group called the Association of Computer Dealers International, and they're hardware and telephone system resellers. And a lot of what they do is they buy Cisco systems, and then they sell them to small businesses who can't afford the top shelf stuff when they're getting started. Well, if they couldn't buy and sell those systems, they end up in a landfill. And you don't have to be the biggest pro-environmentalist around, but come on. I mean, a big computer is never going to degrade. And if that stuff's made overseas and they can't buy and sell it, and now small businesses have to spend more money to get off the ground, and that stuff goes into a landfill. I mean, Justice Breyer really got it. He saw how absurd this all was.
All right, so you're hearing, at least from what's been testified so far, that it would appear to be a lot of the Supreme Court members do seem to understand or get this case?
Well, I don't know if a lot of them do. I sat through the hearing, and that definitely Justice Breyer got it. I mean, he went through all the examples that we use, you know, the small one of his wife going on vacation in Europe and bringing a book back and then, you know, giving it to the library to lend out. I'm not an observer of the Supreme Court. I'm a legislative guy, but it seemed that the Supreme Court, the problem that they were having was wrestling with the solution, that the state of the law really didn't give them clear direction on how to rule. And that's what's troubling. One of the things that's really concerning is that the U.S. government argued both for Wiley, but also offered a position that, well, why don't we just say if it's made overseas and intended for the foreign market, then you can't resell it in the U.S. Well, then what's to stop any manufacturer from just labeling everything intended for the overseas market?
Yeah.
And that's another issue here. Now we're incentivizing more manufacturing to go overseas. I don't know.
It strikes me, too, that just the sheer amount of organizations that are going to go out of business. This whole thing began because this student was reselling these textbooks on eBay. Well, guess what? There'll be no eBay if the Supreme Court rules in that particular way. None of us will be able to use a company like eBay to sell items, no matter where they're made from, because these people are going to go out of business.
Sure. I mean, and even bring it to the local level. I mean, every farmer's market in Richmond that has, folks reselling goods that were made overseas, that's all gone. What's neat about eBay and Craigslist and these other services is now that any individual person can be part of international commerce. But that all goes away.
If the Supreme Court does rule in favor of the publisher here, is it as simple as having Congress update the law? Can the law just be easily changed in Congress to get around
this? That's our plan. Is we think that this fight will move into the legislative arena, that no matter what the Supreme Court does, we'd really like certainty. And so we're gearing up for a fight in Congress.
Well, we know there was a similar case a few years ago that ended up in a 4-4 tie with Justice Kagan recusing herself.
Right.
So we, no matter what, like most votes, it probably will come down to a 5-4 vote, won't it?
Yeah, it probably will. And that decision was unpublished, so we don't know what the rationale was for the split decision. And frankly, we don't even know how any of the justices voted. And that's what made this case so interesting, was we at least got a little insight into the justices. But, you know, most of the conservatives didn't really even say anything. Scalia sat quiet. I think Alito and Roberts had one comment each, but So I'm hard-pressed to figure out where the right side of the bench is on this one.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find out soon enough. Andrew, thank you. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Jimmy.
You bet. Executive Director of the Owners' Rights Initiative, that's Andrew Shore.